We're going to move on now to KCBS insider Phil Mateer, because now is the time we usually talk to him.
Yeah, Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The Oakland A's have recorded their first last out at the Coliseum, beating the Texas Rangers in their last home game in the East Bay. The team is set to play its next three season in West Sacramento before planning a move to a brand new stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. In the meantime, the Coliseum does have new owners, and with a local development group purchasing the site earlier this year. So, Phil, you got any insight in what the group's plans are?
Well, I know what their aspirations are. They'd like to put together a project that includes sports. What they would like to do is they're going to keep the arena going. They want an entertainment district out there. They want retail out there. They want office space out there. They want housing. They want a $5 billion project out there. It's 112 acres located right on the freeway by the BART lines. Everybody says it's an ideal location, but for right now, I think it's going to sit pretty much the way it is. One of their plans calls for scaling down the stadium, cutting it down to just a couple of floors and making it a sports complex, but a much smaller one. But that's going to take lots of money and it's going to take lots of effort. There was talk about trying to get a WNBA team into the arena. That hasn't happened. What team went to San Francisco? And they haven't scored a women's soccer team either. They have some smaller soccer teams that'll be playing there. But I got to tell you, for a size of project like this, it's going to be years before anything happens.
But right now, there are no plans to tear either the Coliseum or the arena down.
Well, first of all, no, they're going to keep the arena. That's a moneymaker, and there's no plans on that so far. That stays there. But, Patty, here's a couple of things that you have to keep in mind. It's sort of been the fine print. One is that there's a lawsuit that's working its way through the courts brought on by a group called Community for Better Development, and they're citing a state law that says when public property like this goes on the auction block, the first place it should go is to housing. And they didn't do that in Oakland. They gave it to a commercial developer. So that court case has to be resolved. The second thing is you're not going to see any action until 2026, because believe it or not, Oakland and the Alameda County are still paying off the Raider deal. You know, that was the, you know, $10 million a year. They're still paying off the bonds for the renovations that brought the Raiders back. So that's going to keep any sort of final turnover of the property for happening for at least a couple of years. After that, we take a look at, if you want to see what might happen or what likely won't happen, just look across the bay to Candlestick. It's been almost 10 years since the San Francisco 49ers decamped from San Francisco and moved down the peninsula to Santa Clara. And they tore down Candlestick Park, but they've yet to build a replacement for it. They've gone through the idea of a big retail mall to office space to housing. None of it has penciled out in the current economic climate. So it is a big flat area out there. Will we see that in Oakland? I certainly hope not, because Oakland needs a shot in the arm and needs to keep going. So let's hope that this group, you know, that some of the aspirations can become reality, but it's going to take time and it's going to take a lot, I repeat, a lot of money to get that thing off the ground.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.